A New Zealand game set in a futuristic Tauranga has taken out the grand prize at the Independent Games Festival Awards last night. The game, Umurangi Generation, was designed and developed by Naftali Faulkner, who's from Tauranga Moana, Ngāi Te Rangi, and he joins me now. Hello there.
Yeah, kia ora. Can you hear me?
I can. Tēnā koe. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty wrapped with it all. Still coming down from big surprise there, because I didn't think we'd win, because there were some really, really good games that came out this year.
Yeah, cool. Just a note to you, by the way, Naftali, we're standing by to cross to a media conference live, so we'll get in as much as we can before that happens. Can you tell me a bit about the game?
Yeah, it's a photography game set in sort of a pretty crap future where sort of same neoliberal system that can't solve the problems it creates is still doing the same thing over and over again. And so you're just a young person who's like a courier who takes photos. And as you play the game, you sort of, just observe your surroundings around you. And that's how you sort of consume the story. But I guess the really big thing that I kind of think about is, you know, it's a kind of game where a lot of the Māori stuff's not dumbed down, or it's not done as like a touristy version of it, you know, and it's just there. So I think it's a really positive thing, because the game space is, you know, oftentimes when Māori are portrayed, it's sort of like as, you know, the warrior or something like that.
Yeah.
It gets a little bit tiring after a while.
Of course. Yeah. Tell me about your sort of Māori tanga and your connection to it, because I know you moved to Aussie when you were quite young. Obviously it was a conscious decision to set this around Tauranga Moana.
Yeah. So like for me, you know, I was last, what, you know, 7-10 years, I've been sort of trying to connect back up with my whānau and that, because I grew up over here, and the reality is it's really hard to sort of connect up with that stuff when you're in a different country. So you know, for me it was sitting with you know, Matua and Fire and that, and hearing stories and sort of learning stuff like that. And with the game, it's also about, you know, like expressing that and trying to sort of like, you know, make my own like water sort of bit brighter in the process. I think it's one of these things where it's like your skin, you can't really take it off. So you know, I'm really happy that it got, you know, put in the game, and it's been responded to really well.
Yeah, and I guess a Māori visual artist might include, you know, parts of their sort of whakapapa or their Māori tanga in their art. And this is your means of creating, isn't it? It's you're creating a video game, and so it's kind of natural for you to have those strands in what you create.
Yeah, definitely. And like, you know, I'll just shout out, you know, Yaron Tana, who's one of the artists who's Ngāpuhi in Auckland there. She did some really awesome art too, and it's one of those things where putting that stuff in the game aesthetically is one thing, but then also sort of putting that in there in the sort of foundational design where the game is like done more from an Indigenous origin, like it's not really done from a sort of Western design origin. It's one of those things where I think it's sort of like, for me, it's a really powerful thing to have, you know, and I think it's just one of those things where, you know, our ways of doing are different, but still just equally as valid.
And now you've been honoured at these awards. What does that win mean to you?
Well, 12 grand in the bank.
Cool.
you know, it's really good. You know, a friend of mine messaged me this morning. He said, "Do you realise you're now, you know, the winner of the same award that Minecraft won, you know, like the biggest game in the world?" And I went, "Wow, I didn't realize that." But, you know, I think it's like, you know, for me, I sort of think about how it's, you know, it's a really strong sign that people want to hear these different stories. So, you know, I'm going to keep making them as long as people don't tell me to shut up. So, you know, and I guess the other thing that's really positive is sort of like, we've been able to sort of partner up with this group called Ngāti Gaming, who are a sort of gaming group that sort of try to incorporate Te Reo Māori and Te Ao Māori into sort of like, whilst people are playing games, you know, like,
yeah,
whilst they're on like a voice call, like doing the call outs and stuff, like, "Hey, there's that dude over there," and like they'll sort of talk in Māori about that. But I've been working with that group to sort of get the game translated into Te Reo Māori as well. So I think that's going to be a really positive thing when that comes out.
Yeah, man, that's huge.
I'm not sure if there's any other games that are on, like, you know, Xbox and Nintendo and that are actually in Te Reo Māori. So that could be, you know, really awesome.
And what's your own sort of Te Reo Māori journey, Naftali? Is it is that an important part of your story?
Well, it's developing. I got Scotty Morrison's book, and I joked to my mate when I got it. I said, "Oh, is this the good Scotty Morrison?" Because I live in Aussie, and Scotty Morrison's not that good. But yeah, no, I'm learning nice and slow. You know, I'm sort of trying to take it in as much as I can. But you know, it's one of those things where you know. All that stuff's a journey for anyone to sort of go on,
because, of course, yeah.
You know, the reality of it is that a lot of it was, you know, lost or taken away. And I think it's the resilience of, you know, Māori that it's still here today. And, you know, if this game can come out and it's sort of taking this stuff and putting it on, like, you know, a new fresh direction or in front of new eyes, I think that's, you know, part of the survival element to it, you know.
Could you do what you're doing in New Zealand, or would you want to?
I've actually been thinking about that. Like, obviously COVID's a big thing. Like, we've just got our cases up here, and I think the bubble burst at some point. And so, like, I would like to move back over, because I think there's, you know, ideas I've sort of talked about with certain people about, you know, like, growing a studio, right, where, you know, it's sort of got support networks for Māori to come in and sort of, like, you know, maybe have, like, a marae attached or something. But that's big picture stuff that maybe that's like 5 years down the road. But, you know, I think, you know, it's one of these things where the games industry is this very versatile thing where you can sort of do it, you know, all the way over here in Australia in a tiny town, because it's all online. So as long as you've got a computer and you can sort of, like, navigate the internet and find out where to go and track stuff down, you should be good. Like, you should be able to make this stuff and, you know, hopefully win the biggest award.